Hello, my name is Cody Waite with Waite Endurance and Session 6 Sport Performance in Lakewood, Colorado, and you're listening to a supplemental audio recording where I'm going to talk briefly about our in-season strength maintenance protocol. So over the last fall-winter months, I did a series of audio recordings created specifically for our base builder, our remote base builder athletes following our base builder training program. So that was a multi-month long progressive training program where we basically covered all our base training, both on the bike through all the aerobic energy systems, as well as addressing the strength training protocols following our training program. The exact stuff that we do in-house at Session 6 in Lakewood with our in-house athletes. The audio recordings were designed to be supplemental to the online programming that our remote athletes, depending on wherever you lived, could follow along and do very much the same, if not exactly the same, training programs. So I was doing a monthly audio recording that kind of had my voice speaking and taking each person, you know, the individual through the program, and hopefully answering some questions that they may have had, or maybe didn't have, or didn't know they had as we went. So that program ended when did that end? April, I believe. It's so been kind of silent on the now into spring front, getting into race prep season. And as I'm recording this now, we're kind of at the end of June, so we're definitely full on into racing mode. And I wanted to do just kind of an additional supplemental recording, kind of addressing more of the details on our strength maintenance protocol. I'm hoping that those following the Base Builder program have been maintaining some level of strength training, meaning getting to the gym, or if you have the weights at home, you know, getting to the garage or the basement, wherever your weights are, and doing some maintenance strength work. I can't really say enough how important that is for endurance athletes. You know, most people are very aware of the fact that strength training is important and helpful for endurance sport training. But what I so typically see is, you know, an athlete might dedicate 2, 3, 4 months to strength training over the off season, the winter months typically, and then only to kind of let go of that as spring hits and the riding weather improves and they want to get outside and ride more, which is totally understandable. But then they kind of drop the strength training, and kind of those gains that were made over time kind of evaporate. They go away. You know, you kind of lose that strength. You lose a lot of those benefits. And you know, a lot of those benefits that come with strength training keep us, you know, not only stronger and more powerful on the bike, but also kind of keep our bodies functioning at the level that we want them to. So, you know, our back doesn't hurt, you know, on a long ride, or our knees don't hurt if we do a lot of climbing, or whatever the case may be. If we can kind of keep our bodies functioning and firing on all fronts, you know, we can avoid a lot of little niggles and things that get in the way that keep us from riding as much as we want. So I think it's very important to keep that strength maintenance year-round, even within our racing season. And how you do that definitely takes a little bit of juggling, because, you know, lifting weights can make you a little bit sore, and it can take away a little bit of your punch if you were going to race, you know, if you have a race coming up. So dropping those strength training sessions, those maintenance strength training sessions, into your kind of weekly schedule and balancing those around your racing is kind of the what I want to sort of cover here for everyone. So those that were following our Base Builder program should have access to our strength maintenance spreadsheet, from which you'll enter your max loads that you achieved at the end of the Base Builder program into that spreadsheet, and it'll kind of compute the different percentages of your back squat and deadlift weights that you should be targeting in these strength maintenance phases. If you can't find that, let me know. all of you in the Base Builder program should have my email contact information, and let me know, and I can get you those spreadsheets if needed. But it should be in your Training Peaks account if you still have that up and available, accessible to you. Those of you kind of tuning in maybe for the first time that weren't necessarily part of our Base Builder program, but just kind of listening here, you know, hopefully you'll gain some sort of insights, a few if not many, that will maybe you can apply to your own training. And, you know, if you've done some strength training over the winter months, you know, how you can kind of maintain some strength through continuing some strength training through the race season and how to sort of structure that. So we'll dig into it. So basically, you know, when we set out our season, you know, most athletes, certainly the ones that we work with, are encouraged to select your races and prioritize your racing season kind of on that ABC ranking system of race sort of hierarchy. So the A race or two that you have within your season is that kind of peak race that you're looking for maximum performance. You only get one, maybe two of those per season, typically spread out by a couple of months. And those are the ones that, you know, the majority of your training effort is going specifically for those A races. Then those B level races, B priority races, can be, you can have quite a few of those. And those are ones that are important to you, but you're not going to adjust your training a whole lot. You know, maybe a rest day, a day or two before a B race, you know, a little sharpening workout the day before, and then you race, you recover the next day, and then kind of resume your training program and get back to training. So not a lot of adjustments. For your A race, you know, everything's built around that, and there's a very substantial buildup of fitness and then a longer taper into those A races. The B race has a very short, you know, maybe two-day, quote-unquote, taper. Typically, it's, you know, a rest day 2 days out, then that sharpening workout the day before, and then you race, and then quite often you'll recover the next day. Depending on the duration of that B race, you might need 2 or 3 days of recovery, and then you can kind of resume your training program. Then the third race scenario is that C race, and a C race is typically one, most people only have a few of those in their racing schedule, and they're ones that you really make no adjustments for, meaning, you know, if you have intervals on Tuesday and there's a midweek C race on Wednesday, you're not going to back off on your intervals on Tuesday so you can do well at the Wednesday night short track race or whatever the case may be. You're going to do your intervals, do your training. You may even do your endurance ride in the morning before work and then go do the short track race Wednesday evening after work or something like that. There's basically no adjustments or, you know, special attention given to that C race. You just kind of drop them in perhaps as a workout and move on from that. And then the fourth scenario is just no race at all. So, you know, I don't recommend racing every weekend. I think few people do, and I certainly don't recommend it. So you will have weeks of no races within your racing season. And sometimes you'll go 2, 3, 4 weeks perhaps without any racing, until your next A, B, or C race kind of comes along. So those are the four levels. So on our spreadsheet, the way I like to organize our strength maintenance protocol here is having three levels. So like I said earlier, C race, there's no adjustments made. So to me, that's the same as no race in terms of how we structure our training for that week. So option number one, or scenario number one, is no race or perhaps a C race plopped in there. Option number two is that B priority race and what we're going to do for strength training on those weeks. And then option number three is the less common A race that, again, you're only going to have maybe one, you know, early summer and one at the end of summer or something like that. And so those are the three different priority levels that, or strength maintenance based around race priority levels that you're going to encounter following our strength maintenance protocol. Okay, so I want to go through each one. So the most common one is no race or C race. Being that there's no race or a C race, you're going to get 2 strength maintenance sessions in that week following our protocol. Typically, that's going to be a Monday session and then either a Thursday or a Friday session. depending on the plan that you're following and how much recovery and what your weekend looks like in terms of, you know, if you have longer rides on the weekend and such. But they're split by at least 2 days in between. And these weeks without any races or the C races, we're going to hit a little bit higher. We're going to do a few more reps, and we're also going to potentially hit a little higher loading of those reps, of those weights being achieved, okay, in that strength maintenance. Because the piece around maintaining strength, not to get too far off topic here, but the piece around maintaining strength that's important is all you really have to do is lift similar to your heaviest weights you lifted. So you don't have to lift your one rep max ever in strength maintenance, but you want to come close to it. So typically around 80 to maybe 90%, you might do one or two lifts at 90% throughout the sort of the in-season maintenance period. But in general, following our spreadsheet, 80% of one rep max is what all you need to target. And it really only requires a few repetitions, you know, in these C race weeks, no race, C race weeks, you know, three sets of three at 80% of that one rep max, whatever that is for you, is all that is really required to really maintain that muscle memory, keep those muscles firing, and maintaining that strength. Now, when I say maintaining that strength, in all reality, you're actually going to lose a little bit of strength over the course of your racing season. But you're only going to lose, you know, a very small percentage. So, you know, an example using some training of my own in the past, you know, maybe if I hit a 200-pound deadlift, one rep max in, say, March, and I maintain, do strength maintenance throughout the season, and I come back around, I'll likely start my fall off-season strength build about 10% lower. So maybe around setting the numbers that are around based around 180-pound deadlift initially, and then building, you know, back up in that first build, getting back up to that 180%, and generally being able to achieve that 200-pound one rep max early on in the subsequent strength build of the following base season, and then being able to then exceed that in the second phase of our two-phase strength off-season strength building phase. So all that being said, if it's kind of confusing, but you will technically lose a little bit of strength over your cycling season or your competitive season. But the goal is to minimize how much you lose, and being able to come back into that strength training in the fall or at the end of your season, you know, stronger than where you were the previous fall. So you can build to higher strength gains in the coming off-season. So back to the no race week. Following our protocol, you know, the overall workout structure, our strength workout structure is the same. Those that were doing our base building program last year, you know, last winter, will be very familiar with. We still have like our warm-up piece that consists of the dynamic movements, the core, pardon me, the core stability sets, the pushing and pulling sets, and then you get to the actual quote-unquote weightlifting sets, which focuses on that deadlift and back squat, where you're going to use the spreadsheet for these percentages and hit and work up towards that 80%, three sets of three at 80% as your the main piece of the maintenance protocol. Now you're going to do these as two sessions. So the Monday session, typically, the way we like to structure it is you're going to focus for the main weightlifting portion, you know, after our warm-ups, focus on the squat movement, and then you're going to do some sort of hip hinging variation as opposed to the deadlift maintenance. So hip hinge is that deadlift variation. So if you're looking at kind of our spreadsheet options, hip hinge variations, I've narrowed it down to two for strength maintenance, being the split stance good morning exercise or the single leg Romanian deadlift with the kettlebell or dumbbell, as like a hip hinge variation, focusing more on stability. So we either have a split stance or a single leg or single limb, that brings in some of that stability maintenance in there. So you're going to alternate. So typically the Monday session would have the heavier squat maintenance work and then the lighter hip hinge stability work. Then the second session of the week that occurs later, Thursday or Friday, will have the deadlift strength maintenance and then the knee extension stability variation. In this case, following our exact protocol would be a split squat, which is like a single leg squat, or a pistol type of squat, which is on a box, which is also kind of a single leg squat variation. And as a reminder, all of these exercises that I'm referring to are available on our YouTube channel. We have little video clips of each of these movements and a little description. So if you don't really know what I'm talking about here, even though these are fairly common movements, you can always check out our Session 6 YouTube channel and kind of follow, you know, figure out those, find the videos that correspond to what's in the spreadsheet there. So that is the no race scenario. So these training sessions on no race weeks are a little bit longer. There might be upwards of like 60 minutes, you know, an hour long. You're going to do a few more sets of the core work. You're going to do a few more sets and reps of the pushing and pulling work. And then a few more reps and sets also, and up to heavier weights of the strength maintenance work. Then you finish the set or the session with a power movement, which is just a more explosive movement, like a box jump or a kettlebell swing, the wall ball shots, things like that, that introduce a little bit of speed. And then finishing it off with mobility. So the overall training session is the same. It's just the duration and the amount of work you do depends on if you have a race coming up in that week and what priority that race is. So scenario number two is when you have a B priority race. Now these are, depending on how many races you do within a given season, can be fairly common. You know, I like to race a couple times a month typically, so I'll have this scenario a couple times a month. So with a B priority race, typically being a weekend race, a Saturday or Sunday, these sessions come earlier in the week, usually a Monday or Tuesday. They're a little shorter relative to this that first scenario we discussed with no races or a C race. As short as maybe 30 minutes if you're very efficient, and maybe as long as 45 minutes, you know, if you're really thorough. Same sort of structure. So you're going to have your movement prep, your core sets, your push-pull sets to act as that warm-up, but you're not going to do quite as many of those sets. You'll move through them a little bit more quickly. And then we'll combine both the squat and the deadlift in the as like a superset, sort of alternating between the squat and the deadlift for that strength maintenance. So now we won't lift as heavy of weights, nor will we do quite as many repetitions in the squat and deadlift. So we'll do sets of four typically, starting up with a warm-up set and working up to some sets at about 70% of one rep max, where with no race on the week, we work upwards of 80% or even 85%, some, you know, occasionally 90% of one rep max. If you're racing that weekend, it makes sense. You don't want to lift quite as heavy. You don't want to be maybe quite as, you know, have any lingering soreness come the weekend when you're going to race. So we do a few less sets and reps, and then lighter loads up to only about 70% of your one rep max. So doing that still allows you to get that muscle memory. You know, 70% of your one rep max is moderately heavy, so you do get some of that maintenance benefit, but you're not going to, you're removing all of the odds or the chances of, you know, being too sore or too tired to come the weekend. Okay? Then you finish it off still with the with a power set, and then also finishing it with the mobility, kind of the stretching and movement mobility at the end. So again, a little shorter session, you'll breeze through it a little more quickly and subsequently be a little fresher come the weekend. Then the third and final scenario, which is the least common scenario, this, you know, you really only have your A priority race week, two, you know, maybe about two per your entire season. So you don't do these very often. But yeah, I'd like to actually still lift weights, keep that routine and consistency going on a weekly basis, even when we're coming into our A priority race. you know, a lot of people, it kind of blows a lot of people's minds a lot of times when they hear that. But for one, I like just the consistency of it. I mean, I get used to more or less every week. Monday is like a gym day for me, where I'm either at the gym at session six, or we have kind of a setup in our garage. So I'm at one or the other almost every Monday. And just maintaining that keeps my body feeling good, get to move through some, you know, full ranges of motion, even if it's a big priority week, race coming up. And I typically leave the gym feeling better, healthier, you know, my body less, you know, tight and sore from lots of riding after I do a strength session. And that's one of the biggest benefits, I think, of, you know, doing weekly or twice weekly strength, even through the race season. So for these A priority race weeks, these get really short, you know, as short as maybe 20 minutes, as long, no longer than 30 minutes. But I like to kind of keep these more around the 20, 25 minute range. And it's really more of not as much of a strength or strength maintenance workout at this point, but really more just like a muscle activation workout is the way I like to look at it. So you're going to breeze through these. Formatting is very much still the same with the movement prep segment, just to get the body moving, a couple of sets of core work, and then finally some push and pull to kind of finish it off. The warm up off, and really just a few sets and reps of each to get it done. Then what I won't do is any heavy back squats or deadlifts, and instead just focus on the hip hinge and knee extension variations. Keep it just to a couple sets, you know, 6-8 reps of each, very lightweight, and it's really just going through the motions and, you know, getting the muscles to fire. You know, the stability movements are great because, you know, they incorporate, you know, all the muscles throughout your low back, your hips, your legs, upper back, and kind of just keep everything feeling good and fresh for that race. And then the power, we will skip the power movements, on A race weeks, and then mobility instead of the power, we'll do a little extra mobility, movements with stretching and just making sure we're limber and loose and ready to go. So in general, with those workouts, they're very short, and you leave the gym, you know, or the garage or the basement feeling much better than when you started, and kind of eager in anticipation of your A race that's coming up on the weekend. So that's kind of the rundown of the three different scenarios of no racing or a C race week, a B priority race week, and then that A priority race week, and maintaining your gym sessions and ultimately maintaining your strength throughout your competitive season. So, you know, just to kind of recap, I mean, it's so important to maintain that strength because when the end of your season comes, you know, your last A race maybe comes in late summer or fall, and, you know, it's kind of back to base training. If you've been able to at least hit the weights, you know, once a week on average throughout the summer months, you kind of come back to the gym, one, with a lot more like muscle memory, and you don't have to remember what exercises are what, and your muscles don't freak out and get overly sore. Like when you first start a strength training program, you know, you can get right into it. And you also have a much better understanding of what loads you're capable to do in the next, subsequent base builder. And then also you'll ultimately start at a higher level than you did in the previous base builder, thereby continuing to improve and reach a higher level by the end of that next base builder. So in essence, each year you're actually getting stronger and stronger and lifting, you know, more weights, creating, you know, just a stronger body that moves better, as we, you know, I think of weightlifting a lot as anti-aging as well. So it's like you're, as we get older, we lose muscle mass. So if we can strength train, lift weights, and maintain or even increase muscle mass, we're kind of going against the normal trend of aging, and it's going to improve not only our performance in sport, but also just our general lifestyle as well. So it's very important to maintain that strength training throughout the year. So I hope you found this helpful. If you have any questions, let me know. You can send me emails, cody@session6.com. If you can't find your strength maintenance spreadsheet, those of you that did the base builder over the winter, I can point you in the right direction or send you a new one. If you didn't do our base builder and it sounds kind of intriguing, you know, go to our website, endurance.session6.com, and look under our strength training plans, and you can kind of learn some more about that. And then also stay tuned for our upcoming base builder program for the 2019-2020 season. And you can get on board with that and, you know, really start from that. So, you know, it's hard to, if you haven't been doing much strength training, it's probably not worth doing any now that we're in the middle of summer and middle of the race season. But instead, just kind of keep that in the back of your mind that when your race season kind of wraps up, thinking about getting into the strength training you know, getting a good build through the fall and winter months, and then keeping in mind that you'll want to follow this kind of maintenance concept through your next racing season. So, you know, as long as from season to season, if we can gain more strength, more endurance, you know, those two components together will ultimately improve our performance and enjoyment on the bike and whatever endurance sports we're doing kind of from year to year. So I hope that was helpful. And like I said, send me any questions if you've got them, cody@session6.com. And we'll leave it at that. I'm going to work on one more supplemental recording speaking about some race prep kind of tapering protocols as we head into kind of your A race, just because we're midsummer, we're getting close to that sort of A race peaking time of year. I wanted to cover for those on following our race prep training plans what those final 2 weeks or so going into an A race might look like. And we've already covered the strength piece of it, but I want to talk about the interval sets and stuff there. So look for that to come here in the near future as well. And we'll go from there. So have a great summer. Good luck in your races and keep up the good work.